Welcome to Mind Mastery and Manifestation, the number one podcast helping you rewire your mind to erase fear, unlock your greatest potential, and get the extraordinary relationships, businesses, and lives you've always wanted. We're your hosts, Dan Mendelo
and Sophie Kessler.
Welcome back to Mind Mastery and Manifestation. We have an awesome session for you here. Look at me talking like a real coach. It's not even an episode. It's a session now. Great. But we're going to talk about confidence in this one because it's something that we've seen. You know, I've struggled with it for most of my life. It seems we're all out to get even more of, especially in this country, right? We all want energy. We all want better sleep, better sex, and more confidence. Like those things. Like everything else doesn't really matter as long as we have these things. But it also seems to be something that's really elusive. It seems to be something that people have for a little while and then it kind of like just goes away. Or some big life event can happen and then boom, confidence gone and no idea how to get back to it. Or if you were like me for most of my life, felt like never really had it and thinking that this is going to be the thing. When you finally have enough confidence in yourself, then your whole life will turn around, but not really sure how to get it going. Well, we're going to give you clarity on all of that in that session. So grab a notebook and a pen because there's going to be a lot of stuff here you're going to want to write down.
Boom, session notes. We can just treat it like a coaching session. This is great.
Right?
Just going to coach you through your confidence. Yeah, this is a fun one. And what's really interesting is, especially for a lot of entrepreneurs, right? We have a large sense of confidence in certain areas of our lives, but then in other areas of our lives, we're not so confident. So it's interesting to just kind of bring to awareness where in your life you're feeling less confident than you would like. Wow, so words. What areas in your life you're feeling more confident, and then figuring out like where the disconnect is and where the dissonance is, and really what to do about all of this so that you can start to feel fully embodied and fully confident in every aspect of who you be and what you do.
And so we know what confidence is important for, right? And so I'm going to throw out just a couple of symptoms of feeling not enough confidence. So just in case, because sometimes here it's really interesting where I'll meet people, especially, hey, if you're in sales, especially sales, you're kind of trained that you need to have confidence and so you will have confidence. So a lot of people tell themselves that they're confident to the point where they believe it. Then they see these things happen in their lives and that's how they find out that, okay, maybe I don't have as much as I should. So here are just a couple of things that have just come up lately in the world of my clients that, you know, maybe you can identify with something like this, or maybe you've identified at some point in your life and can see that, okay, this is really what we're talking about. So one thing, if you know what you should be doing in order to have an even better business, but you aren't doing it, like you should be making cold calls, but you come up with excuses not to, right? Or you should be having face-to-face meetings, but you have them over the phone or you write emails, or maybe you just skip the whole thing entirely so that you can avoid doing that. Or maybe you have something that you have the skills to get. You have a job that you could apply for, or you have a client you could go out and get, or a deal that you know you've got the skills to do, but you don't do it because you fool yourself into thinking you're not talented enough, you're not skilled enough, or you come up with some other bogus reason to avoid going after these goals, then that could be a sign of lack of confidence. But there are some others as well. For example, if you go to perform a task and your energy drops all of a sudden, that could be a sign of lack of confidence because it could be your unconscious mind preventing you from taking this action, right? It's trying to keep you safe by stealing your energy so you don't go ahead and do it. Sophie, what are some things that you've seen?
Yeah, a big part of what I see for a lot of the women that I work with is not being willing to be seen and not showing up. So what this looks like in the context of business is they know that they need to create content. They know that they need to show up on social media, but they don't do it. And then they're wondering why they aren't growing their business, right? And oftentimes what I see for a lot of babes is it's two part. The first piece is usually comes from clarity. And I kind of have a belief around the more clarity you have, the more confident you tend to be, right? So if you're clear about what it is you're doing and how it is needs to happen and who it is you need to be and who it is you are, you tend to have a lot more confidence around that or a lot more certainty. And so that's a big piece of it, is when people aren't really sure, right? They have a lot of uncertainty about what to do or if it's going to work or how it's going to work or who they are. Are there some fear? They have some past experiences or reference points that they're pulling from that maybe have some contamination because they were not the greatest experiences, and that's kind of what they're afraid of happening. It's almost like they're resisting it, right? They're resisting doing the thing because they're not clear, they're not certain, they're not sure, and so they don't do it.
So there are like a lot of different dimensions of this confidence thing. That's one of the things that I love bringing up as well, that sometimes we can get bogged down in what we think we don't know. And I used to do this all the time, feeling like, oh, I don't know enough, so I'll go learn. But you know what happens, right? When you start learning, where you kind of covering up for the things you don't know, you find out how much you don't know. It's like you learned one thing and find out that you need to learn two more. It's like attacking a hydra. You chop off one head and three others pop up. So you can actually fall into this case of like never knowing enough and feeling like, oh my God, I need to know everything before being confident. So that's kind of a double-edged sword. Yes, you have to know enough to get moving, right? Just enough to get going. But after that, you're going to figure it out on the way, right? So instead of needing to know everything before you leap, you'll figure it out as you go. But the thing that you'll need in order to get that going is what Sophie just said. You need clarity of who you are and where you are going. Because with a big enough why, the how becomes apparent. You will figure it out. So confidence is not just your belief in your ability to do something correctly. It is also, and I think even more importantly, your belief in your ability to learn. Because if you just have this confidence means I know that I'm going to do it successfully, you could screw yourself. Because what happens if you don't know? You've never done this thing before, or you've tried it a couple times and you failed. Well, if confidence for you is doing something correctly, then in that case, you're going to fall down a really slippery slope. But if you can include in there your ability to learn something, and so you have the confidence because, you know what, I can fail a couple times, but every single time I'm going to learn something, I'm going to get better. And eventually I know I will succeed. And so you have this bigger sense of confidence. Then you can get in there and know, like, you know what, I don't need to know everything before I start. Because when I start this process, when I start posting, for example, from what Sophie was saying, I go online and I just start posting. I just show up. Maybe I don't know what I'm doing 100%. But by doing this, I will learn because I know I can do that. Then you'll allow yourself to do these scary things. And you'll allow yourself to bounce back from maybe posting and getting complete crickets. Because you'll have the faith in yourself that you'll figure it out. Or you'll have faith in yourself to find someone who knows it, who will help you figure it out. And from that sense of confidence, you'll get a ton of motion on that.
I love what you're tapping into here in the context of where we're placing the validation for our own certainty, right? Because typically what tends to happen is we run programs where we seek external validation to make us feel more certain about where we are and who we are, right? So it's kind of like, oh, well, this happened, so that validates this, right? Perfect example of this, where for a lot of clients, like especially when they're starting their business and they're starting to post on social, they're like, well, I posted on social and nobody liked it, so that must mean it's not good. And now I'm not going to post anymore. Right? It's a big pattern for a lot of people. And then what ends up happening is they start to judge themselves based off of the external circumstances of somebody either not liking or liking their content. And now all of a sudden their confidence, right, their certainty in who they be is dependent on something outside of them. So another big part of this is really looking at where you're seeking that validation from, that need for certainty from, and looking at where it's coming from outside of you and starting to bring it inward. And a big part of this is you really embodying and having like this own, like almost unshakable certainty in who you are, that regardless of what happens externally, it has no impact in who you be. Meaning, regardless of whether or not somebody likes or dislikes my comments or my posts, I'm still an amazing human being and I'm still going to love myself either way. Still going to show up the same way. And it's that switch, like that kind of confidence that you really want to be able to instill in yourself.
And so that returns back again to the idea of clarity, right? Clarity of who you are, right? We've mentioned a couple of times, Sophie just mentioning it there. You are not the results that you get, all right? So a lot of people, I'll ask you like, oh, you know, who are you? And it's what's interesting is that a lot of people will respond, you know, I'm an entrepreneur. This is what I do. And I have this number of clients and I earn this much money. And I've been in business for so long. And my response is, I still have no idea who the fuck you are. Like, that's not what I asked, even in the slightest. Because if you start identifying with the results that you get and you think that's who you are, what happens when your results change? Or what happens when you want to change what you do in your business? What happens when you try something and it doesn't work? Well, if you identify yourself with your results, then you're a failure. And there goes all of your confidence, right? And so then you get into this, well, I'm confident some days, I'm not confident other days. I know who I am some days, and I don't know who the hell I am in other days. And that goes along with what? How much money you have in the bank? How many sales you made in the last week? How many likes you got on your posts? But these are all things you can't really totally control, right? And not to mention, if that's how you're going, then the moment you get some good vibes going on from that, you're going to want to only do that. You're going to box yourself in. You're going to find yourself in a comfort zone. And then you're going to pull the walls of that comfort zone on yourself until you won't allow yourself to even take a step in any direction. So instead of that, I would encourage you to get clarity on who you are by the energy that you feel, by the emotions that you feel, by the direction that you're going in, by how you make other people feel, the people that you really care about, right? So when I ask you, who are you? You can tell me you're a loving mother, two beautiful kids, and you're devoted to your family, and you love making people laugh, and you're an entrepreneur because helping, I don't know, I'm just making this up, helping teens at risk lights your heart on fire because this is who you used to be, and this is what happened in your life, and this is what you're doing in this world. Like, oh my God, now I know who you are. Now I can really feel you, and damn, you're beautiful. And the beautiful thing is that won't change if you put a post out and you don't get any likes on it. You're still the same person. You have a couple bad months, you're still the same person, right? It doesn't matter. That will be fixed. And so that will help you build this resilience. So no matter what happens in your life, you're still the same. And the clarity and the confidence you get from that is unbreakable.
I love it. What we're tuning into here. So having a conversation with the babes in my mastermind earlier today, because one of them was actually asking a question directly around this, just like, how do I embody more of what I'm trying to step into before I actually feel confident in doing it? For her, it was like wanting to step into being like this sensuality and sexuality coach, but coming from a corporate world, there's a lot of programming and a lot of fear around doing that, and then her not seeing herself in that light. And the analogy that I was sharing with the group was how the identities we have are just programs. Like everything that we believe we are just programs. They're just things that we tell ourselves, and it's what we condition ourselves to believe. And when we recognize that, it's actually a really beautiful thing, because we realize that everything I think I am is just a program that I've been running. It's just what I'm choosing to believe about myself. And in the same way that a 5-year-old little girl can pick up a stick and put on a princess dress and believe that she's a princess and fully go out and act like she is this royal princess, you too can tap into your inner child, tap into your creative space, and give yourself permission to release any beliefs that you're not any of the things that you want to be, and give yourself permission to imagine the possibility that this is you. And one of the things that is interesting that comes up for a lot of people is there's certain aspects of ourselves that we identify more with, and there's certain aspects of ourselves that we identify less with, right? Whatever you've been socially conditioned to believe. And so in that context, you'll oftentimes hear people say, well, I am not a confident person, or I'm not a sexual person, or I'm not a whatever it is, fill in the blank. But the truth is you are all of those things. It's just what parts you've activated more than others, right? So you have confidence, you have sensuality, you have sexuality, you have this innate desire to achieve. Like all of those things exist inside of you. It's just you have not yet up until this point been activating those parts. You've been activating the other programs. So the choice and what Dan's talking about here and what's shifting is you starting to activate more of these deeper aspects of yourself that you're wanting to step into and recognizing that you're not this concrete human being that's born this way and then stays this way for the rest of your life. You're this dynamic, multidimensional human being who has the ability to shift and shape and mold into whatever type of energy you want to embody in that moment.
I can hear you thinking as you're listening to this, saying, yes, yeah, Sophie, but you know, I don't have confidence, not because of what I think. I don't have confidence because of what has happened in my life. I've tried these things and I've failed. So I don't have confidence, right? I've tried to be sexual and it hasn't worked. So I'm not sexual. I'm going to throw this out there for you. So confidence, see, this is one of the things that kind of like tweaks me. I have a lot of like pet peeves in the coaching world. This is one of them, where people say that the way to build confidence is to do things successfully. Fuck that. I'm sorry. That's not how it works. That's not how it works at all. Okay? Because if that's the way it would work, none of us would be standing right now. We would all be rolling around, because when you're a baby, guess what? You haven't done anything yet. Okay? You haven't done shit. Well, no, you've shat. That's all you had done. You've eaten and shat. That's it. Right? But then you try to stand. Now, what came first, walking or the confidence to think that you even can? See, without the confidence to believe that it could even happen, we would all still be floor babies, right? But you haven't seen that, right? You ever seen an insecure baby? It doesn't exist. So the confidence had to come first before you even tried to get up off the floor. Otherwise, you wouldn't have even tried. If you don't have confidence, if you have zero confidence that you could succeed in something, you will not try it. So that means that confidence must exist in you first before you even give it a shot. And so what that means is, if confidence can be there before you take action, you can build confidence before you take action. That means you can build confidence on your own. Confidence has to be there. So if you tell me that you have low confidence because you have failed, it's actually backwards. You haven't learned how to activate your confidence fully, and that is why you fail. So you don't need to have these successes for you to feel confidence, is what I'm saying. You don't need to have great sex before you can be sexual, right? You don't need to have these. It's kind of like another way of really saying it is, once you believe something, you will see it. You don't need to wait to see something before you believe it. You don't need to wait for the success for you to be confident. That's one of the beautiful things about working with a life coach, doing this spiritual work, doing this work on emotions and beliefs, because then you can see that you can generate this power inside of you and then use that to go off and be successful in your relationships, in your business, in your life in general, and then use that to build even more confidence and get on this upward spiral, right? It's not actually a chicken or the egg situation most of the time. Right? You can actually work on that. And the beautiful thing is that when we start playing with these programs that Sophie was talking about, you can see that these sometimes debilitating programs, they're not part of you either, right? You don't have, you ever seen, I dare you to show me a baby who believes that they're not worth it, they're not good enough, or they don't deserve happiness, right? Or a baby thinking that whatever they do, they'll fail. That doesn't exist. You weren't born with that. You were born confident. You were born loving. You were born grateful. You were born with the ingredients of true strength and power in you. We just need to help you re-identify with that. That's the real you. Everything else other than that is completely bullshit.
This is a fun topic. I think the biggest piece for each of you tuning into this is to recognize that we are emotional beings. And all emotion is energy, it's vibrational frequencies. And there's so many episodes that we've done on all of this stuff, diving deep, but I won't go too deep into it now. What I want to just remind you of is that you get to choose the vibrational frequency that you want to carry. You get to choose the energy that you embody, meaning you get to choose the emotional state that you're living in. And that emotional state is what creates for you that level of confidence or certainty or whatever it is you're trying to tap into. And it all exists. It's all inside of you. You have the same neurocircuitry as anyone else in the world, right? It's just a matter of how you're using it and recognizing again that if you're finding yourself hardwired to a certain emotional state, it's just a program that you've been running and that you've been conditioned to for quite some time. And now it's just a matter of rewiring that.
So yeah, so when we're talking about rewiring these programs, you know, be really careful with these beliefs that you may have and whether you are identifying it. Like, you know, Sophie was saying before, people will say, I am not confident. I am whatever. You fill in the blank. Just know that these are things that you have learned over time. And anything that you learn, you can unlearn. That's the same thing as Sophie saying, this is an emotional frequency and you can choose it. You can change it like changing a channel. If you don't know how to do it, the information is out there. Sophie and I do it with my clients literally every single day we're at work, right? We've been doing it for years. I'm at a point right now, and I teach people as well how to change beliefs permanently in minutes. I was just at a Tony Robbins, Unleash the Power Within event where I saw, I was in the room with 15,000 people all changing beliefs at the same time. It can be done. You just need to know that it can be done. So when you have these thoughts of I'm not good enough, know that that isn't even you. This is some voice that you picked up. It's like a rock that you found when you were a child and you picked it up along the way and you had it in your pocket for so long, you thought that was part of your leg. It's not. It's just some shit that you picked up, right? And so when you feel this, you can start off by just letting you know, this is not me. This doesn't happen to be me. This does not have to be my reality. I can choose something else for myself. I can change my emotional frequency. There's a lot, by the way. There's so many modalities that help you with this. You can do it with breath work or energy healing or NLP, interventionist coaching, and on and on and on and on and on. So this isn't even hard to find. You just need to know that this is just one option of your way of being. You do not need to stick with it. And you can very easily find help in shifting that.
Oh, such juicy stuff. I think the other piece I just want to touch in here is really becoming aware of your reference points. Because I think we all have them, right? We all start to pull from different aspects of our life. And especially for entrepreneurs, right? Self included. Where we're like, I'm confident AF when it comes to these aspects of my life, right? But then we talk about other areas where maybe we're not as seasoned or experienced or we don't live as much in, and we're like, yeah, I don't really know who I am in that area. For example, me and dating. Business, I'm a boss. Like, I know my shit. Dating, I'm like, what the fuck is this? And it's just recognizing, right, where it's just you starting to activate and tap into that part of you that exists that can feel confident even in the uncertainty or the uncomfortability of the newness of a new situation, right? So it's just you starting to activate and say, okay, great. What are the parts of me that exist not because of what I do but because of who I am, right? Not pulling again from your external but from your internal. Forgetting any programmings that no longer serve and support you and remembering the truth of who you actually are and giving yourself permission to embody that and working through what I always encourage is having embodiment practices, things that on a daily basis help you activate and get into your flow state, whatever that is for you. For me, I have my own routines and allows you to really ground and center into your essence, into your being, and making sure that you give yourself the space to do that on a regular basis, just like charging your phone. Because nothing works when you have a dead battery. But yeah, I would say like that's a big piece of this is it's you figuring out what charges up those emotional frequencies for you, right? What like you plug in your phone, what is the plug that you need to plug yourself into? For me, that looks like either meditation, dancing, self-pleasure practice, things of those sorts that help me to recharge and activate those frequencies inside myself, breath work, that put me inside of those emotional states. And so for you, it's getting clear on like, okay, what are the things that I can do for myself to help me activate those emotional frequencies so that I can start to live more in that state and then carry that energy into every aspect of what I do and recognize it's not what I'm doing that's creating that as far as like me going to work or me creating copy or whatever it is, but it's me coming with that energy that's allowing me to do it so well.
I'll give you some of the things that I do regularly as well. So you have an even wider thing menu to choose from. Here are some of the things that I do to just allow myself to feel really good about who I am, no matter what's going on in my world. I practice a lot of gratitude and I celebrate myself for like every little thing I do. And it sounds kind of childish and kind of dumb, but I love it. So it doesn't matter. I will celebrate myself for making a good cup of coffee, something that simple. I'll celebrate myself for getting up out of bed every morning without, I don't even have a snooze on my alarm. But if I did, it would be like, got out of bed without hitting snooze. I handicap myself. I can't hit snooze, but I still congratulate myself for getting out of bed as soon as my alarm goes off. Because that's one of these things that we don't do enough, especially with achievers, right? High achievers. We love to just give ourselves task after task after task after task. And we only look at what we did wrong or what we could do better in the future or what was missing or how we weren't perfect. And it's kind of like, I know I've given this example before, but still, it's like going to a five-year-old and every single task that you give them, all you do, you don't even acknowledge them or thank them. All you do is you tell them what was wrong and they need to do better and they're not good enough. Well, how long do you think it would take before that five-year-old would feel really shitty about themselves and not want to help you and not want to work with you and not feel like they can do anything because all they're getting from you is what they fucked up, right? Now let's look at the other side. What happens if you got a five-year-old and every single thing they do, you thank them for it, at least acknowledge them for it, and you lead by what they did right and what you appreciate them for, then you give in what they could improve to make it even better next time. How quickly do you think you'd have a really confident, positive, hardworking five-year-old, right? Someone who's really on your team. Well, the thing that we forget is, I know we like to think we're adults. Yeah, we're not. Whatever this idea of an adult is, it doesn't really exist. You know, we're like grown-up children. Look, your unconscious mind is 75 to 85% programmed before the age of 6. And by the way, your unconscious mind makes up, you know, different people, different things, right? Somewhere between 88 to 94% of all the thoughts and feelings and everything that you have. So you're mostly that five-year-old. So what I do is I treat my five-year-old really, really well. And it may sound really dumb to high-five yourself for making a salad or eating healthy or going for a walk, but try it. When you really learn how to celebrate yourself, you may just find that actually, you do a lot of things really well and you take care of yourself really well, or you will start to when you see that you can appreciate yourself. And as that appreciation grows, as your gratitude for yourself and your life grows, you'll feel that strength within you grow as well. That's one of my favorite confidence building things. There's that. I meditate as well. I do a combination of like a reconnection, connecting with myself meditation, with a manifestation meditation, a gratitude meditation, to really allow myself to feel who I am and where I'm going. So I love to do future pacing, you know, visioning my future a lot, and do it in such a way, have it be so rich with details of all of my senses that when I'm there, it feels real. And so after a little while, my brain, my body, I know where I'm going. I felt it. It's like remembering it. And so I know deep down, even if something bad happens, even if something unexpected surprise comes up, I know where I'm going because I've seen it 1,000 times before. And that allows me to really feel comfortable and confident knowing that I will bounce back for this because I know where I'm going to go. I'm going there no matter what. I know it. And that has been a super powerful exercise for me as well.
Love this. So lots of juicy stuff for you guys. Dan, did we want to give them one more exercise or do you feel like we've...
I'd say pick one of the ones that either one of us provided for you. Mm-hmm. Pick one that stood out. And I want you to think of it this way. Instead of which one is going to give you the greatest effect or which one you like the most, think about the one that you'll do most often, right? It's kind of like when people ask me, it's like, well, you know, what workout should I do? The one that'll get you to the gym every day. Or, you know, most often the one that you'll do repetitively. So just choose one of them and do that every day. Do it every day for 2 weeks and just see how you feel. If it doesn't make a difference, scrap it. Try something else. And if you feel that it's adding to your life and you feel like even a little boost of confidence, keep it and pick up something else until you figure out your secret sauce, your recipe to confidence.
Boom. So thank y'all for tuning in on this episode and tag us in your social handles on Facebook, on Instagram, share a pic of what you're doing, what you're trying, maybe not your self-pleasure practice, but you know, how you feel afterwards would be great. So we can know like what's actually working for you. And so everyone else can kind of keep looping it too. So thank you guys so much for tuning in and we will see you on the next episode.
And guys, if you liked this episode, if that helped you at all, and especially if you know of someone else who could use this, please share this out. Leave us a review on iTunes, drop us some stars, or you can even screenshot your phone as you're listening to this. Throw it up in your stories and tag us. Help us get this message out. The more people we can spread this to, the more we can help each other raise the vibes on the planet. Maybe we can reach someone who really needs to hear this right now. And you might not think that it makes a big difference, but it really, really does. And it also lets us know that you're appreciating it so we can give you even more of this goodness. We know that we're onto something for you. So thank you very, very much for spending this time with us. Lots of love. Take care, guys.